You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
You know, I've just accepted the fact that it's going to be the way it is this morning. That's that's just the way the morning is going.
It is.
92.7 yeah. WMDX. It is Aaron and Jamie. Jamie, how are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic, considering the weather.
I know, right?
Is this why we love Wisconsin, or is this why we have snowbirds in Wisconsin? Like, seriously, right? Because this is kind of gross today when you go outside.
I've always been one of those people, and I continued to harp on this last night while I was out bowling. I was telling my teammates, I'm like, this is it. I only have a couple more years, and I'm not spending my... I can't do this all year long.
Sound like you're 100 when you say that. No, but I know what you're talking about, because the older I get, the more I understand snowbirds. Like, really, honestly, I hate the cold, don't want to shovel, don't want to do anything with it, don't really love ice, and that's just how it goes. And so I get the concept of being a snowbird the older I get.
I mean, the problem is, though, that I say that, and then I end up just spending... Every year goes on, and I'm still here. It's like, whatever. Don't listen to that guy.
January or February, we try to get out of here and go to warm weather for at least a week, because it's that little bit of a reprieve. You know, like, you need that in the middle of winter in Wisconsin or in the Midwest in general. So at least we're not the guy I saw this morning on my way in. He had a Razor scooter. And he was giving it all he had out there on the sidewalks. And the nice part of me was like, you know, I could stop. I could help this guy out. I could throw the Razor scooter in the back of the SUV, and I could take him where he needs to go. Look at that. I'm running behind. Probably.
There will always be people in this city on scooters, on bicycles,
it's
on
crazy.
The Capital City Trail. I mean, it is without question somebody's going to be out on two wheels at any given time of the day. Winter weather advisory was in effect until 6 a.m. That has now been extended until 9 a.m. this morning. So as you're getting your day started, as you're thinking about your commute, whether you're dropping the kids off at school, that sort of thing, really be careful out there, because it is really quite slick outside.
It is. And we're supposed to get a little bit more snow on top of this throughout the morning, potentially up to another half inch, which means it's just going to add to those slippery conditions. So take some time this morning. Leave a little bit earlier if you can. Have the coffee. How are you doing? Because last week when we did this, there was a coffee debacle. Are you good today?
Coffee's fine. I love it. Okay. Look, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to fill in. Aaron and Jamie filling in for John and Gordy. They're on in the afternoon. Producer Dom behind the window here.
Good morning.
Here's the thing. Do you ever go to your office and you're just like,
this place sucks?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not real happy this morning. Nothing is going right. And maybe John and Gordy have talked about this on the air before, but nothing in this studio is ergonomically friendly.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they have. They have.
It's horrible. The camera's right here, so I can't look at the camera, but then also look at you,
right,
Jamie.
It's weird.
But the microphone and the way it's positioned is driving me
wild.
There
is a way that these microphone stands and radio are supposed to work. Now, I will tell you that last week, after this show, I lodged a complaint. I lodged my complaints, and it went absolutely nowhere. In fact, quote, get over it. They were expensive. This is what we're using.
It's like what my parents said.
I got shut down pretty damn fast. So hopefully you can get somewhere with your complaint, because they really are stupid. They don't make any sense to me. Like, you can't adjust them to go up.
I have
to adjust my chair to my microphone versus my microphone to my chair.
I have worked in this business for almost 20 years and have never had microphones like this. I digress. No one wants to hear me talk about this anymore, but I will talk about it some more.
We will, because it's stupid.
We do have a big show today.
Yeah.
We have our grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest. Your first keyword of the day coming up after 7 o'clock. You could win $200 cash. You could win one of those items on our grown-up gift list. A snowblower is on that list.
We need one of those. Ding, ding.
Thought?
Hello.
We're going to be talking about how you're spending your money and what your plans are and how they're possibly adjusted given the economics of today and this year and the holidays. So we're going to get to that. And then coming up at 7:30, we got a very special guest.
I'm very excited. Matt Trammell, who's the executive director of Madison Central Business Improvement District, or BID, is going to be joining us in studio. Good thing I did my hair today. I didn't know we were going to have special guests. But we're going to talk a little bit about small businesses, how they're being affected this holiday season. And of course, we're going to get into some of the really cool things that are happening in downtown Madison over the holiday season that you can still take part with. Part in, I should say, with family and friends, as you know, you got people coming in for the holidays, or maybe you just want some of that holiday spirit yourself instead of making fun of people on scooters in the morning when you could have actually helped them. It's
and
fine.
I'm excited about that too. I'm excited about the guests because I just moved to Madison.
Yes.
I have no idea what goes down in December and January in Madison. So I'm looking forward to it more than anyone. You know, I'm ready for this.
I'm very excited. I love the holidays. We usually do traveling. We usually travel over the holidays. Our kids got to a certain age at some point, and I was like, I'm done buying you people gifts. You don't care. You get what you want throughout the year. And so we usually travel. This year, we're going to be staying put. So I need to, you know, have an itinerary. Plus, I get to meet the kid's girlfriend for the first time.
Well, that's a whole topic.
I know. I'm excited.
We'll save that.
Yes. Very exciting. Very exciting.
There is a lot to do here. I will say, if you've got a car, it makes it a little easier because there's places we talked about last week when we were filling in. You can go to the Dane County Regional Airport.
Yep.
There's a really cool, it's like you're dropping somebody off and then you're like, whoop.
Yeah.
And you keep going and you can see all the different lights. There's the Olin Park Holiday Fantasy in Lights, I think it's what it's called.
Yep.
And then just the general ambiance. There's something about walking down State Street or around the Capitol with a little bit of snow activity and just soaking it all in any night of the week, for that matter.
Speaking of, this past weekend, we got to run over to the Capitol. We were doing some stuff with the teenager, ended up coming into this downtown area to eat, and we decided we were going to go to the Capitol and see the lights on and the Christmas tree, since they just lit that on Thursday. Is there a bad angle in that rotunda? I would argue that no matter where you're at in the Capitol Rotunda, there is not a bad angle to take photos, to get the, you know, there was tons of people dressed up taking family photos in front of the Capitol Christmas tree. It was actually a whole lot of fun. And it was packed in the rotunda on Saturday.
Yeah, make a plan, make some brunch plans, and then go check out the tree. Whatever you do, I mean, it's really a great experience. And that tour that we mentioned last week is a free tour, and it's something you should consider as well. So, yeah, holidays in full swing here, Jamie and producer Dom. There's lots for you to check out.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited. Yep.
So we ranted a little bit about the microphones, but I have to tell you about my experience yesterday. This was not a fun Madison experience. I needed air in my tires, right? As any good Wisconsinite, Midwesterner needs this time of year. It's the PSI. You watch it get a little lower every single day. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a good, responsible car owner. I'm going to go put air in my tires. 2 hours later, I finally got air in my tires. It was a conspiracy. By the time I was done, I was like, this is a conspiracy. They either had an error on them when I went to the digital ones and they weren't working at all. There was one that was working, but there was no hose, no cord to actually like put the air in. And then there were some that just had bags over them all taped up that said out of service.
So that's why it took 2 hours?
It took 2 hours.
So where did you go? All up and down the east side or where?
Yes, I started trying to just go stop somewhere on my way home, you know, add stop on Google Map. I'm like, well, this should be easy. It's just 2 hours later. Then I drink 200 ounces of water a day, right? So at some point I'm like, okay, I have to get this done because I'm watching the forecast. So I'm like, okay, I got to stop, got to make a pit stop at home, got to use the bathroom. So I run in, do that, get out unscathed because the dog and all that, get back in the car. I end up clear over in Sun Prairie because that was the next place I could find something. So I finally got air in my tires. Here's the best part. Look at my license in the process. I'm like, hey, it's December 9th. This expired on November 30th. So then I have to go get license for the car.
If you see a mad woman driving around the east side in a Subaru, it's probably Jamie.
Oh,
that's the story of that.
It was insane.
Well, I have nothing to report. Matter of fact, nothing has been that exciting over the last week for me, except that I don't like the equipment here in the radio station. You can text in, by the way, this morning to anything that we're talking about. You can open up the free Civic Media app, find WMDX, 92.7 WMDX, and you can send us a text through there. And producer Dom, apparently you're the one making the most friends in Madison because you got a new friend in the morning before you go to work.
He's having a way better time than we are.
Yeah, I got to say. I mean, it was today. I mean, every single time I leave early in the morning, I always pass this guy that also is leaving for work in my apartment complex. And recently, over the past few weeks, we've started to have a bit of a connection. And now I'm starting to know his name. You know, who knows? Maybe it'll be Social Security number next. You know,
is it a bromance?
It might be just...
Who is this person?
It might be a bromance.
I think so.
Is he older, younger?
He's older.
Okay.
He's older. He looks in his 30s. But I gotta ask where he works because he's close now. If I don't see him in the morning now, I'm going to get sad. I'm going to be legitimately sad.
Let's be real. There's also not a lot of people. What time do you leave for work, first of all?
I leave at 4:30.
Okay, so there's not a lot of people who are leaving for work at 4:30. I mean, there's a few jobs, right? We know this, and thank goodness that these people do what they do. But I'd have questions.
Yeah, he could be a serial killer for
he
all
could.
I know.
I have a sign that says talk to me, usually on my forehead. Like, I'll be standing in a line at a grocery store and people just approach me and start telling me their life story. Drives Corey Hartman absolutely bonkers.
Every time I wake up, I live in a condo building, so when I leave, there's two exits.
Mm-hmm.
But the one exit, the door, like, it has the mechanism where it shuts slowly and then it, like, secures into place. The other door, the one I go to with my garage, you have to gently shut it.
Okay.
Otherwise, it slams shut.
Yeah.
And there's a dog in the unit right next to the door that always barks every single time. And it could be any hour of the day that dog barks. So I always try to do the little test where I tiptoe.
Yeah.
Quietly. And then I slowly let the doors. And then the dog barks again.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Well, at least the entire building's up then. And you know how to start your day, right? If you know the dog is up, you know how to start your day. So what kind of relationship have you built with this man so far?
I have questions. I haven't hung out with him,
okay.
You know, and I don't plan on doing so, at least not for maybe a few extra months. But I want to, you know, I just want to see where this goes, you know? He's sounds like a cool guy. You know,
okay.
We're both groggy in the morning, you know? We're both hyped up, ready to go to work.
Sure.
And so we just...
Yeah, you want to... Hey, man, you want to grab a McGriddle sometime?
You know, I don't know. I'm starting to have
what
connection
would he
with this
do
guy.
If you came with donuts one morning?
Oh.
And
oh man,
I don't know. There's possibilities
you
here.
You have to take a Snapchat or something like that.
Yeah,
give us the 411. Coming up, we are going to discuss something that went into effect, and this could change the way youths behave, and we could be a case study. This could be a case study for people around the world. What went into effect, and would it work here in Wisconsin, in Madison, in the United States?
It's a good question, and it's interesting, and other countries are really eyeing this, not just the U.S., so we'll see how it all plays out, and we're going to talk about that.
I'm a big fan of it. We'll talk about it in moments. It is the John and Gordy Show. Aaron and Jamie filling in with producer Dom, 92.7 WMDX. Good morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, good morning. It is Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy. They are back in the afternoon filling in across our Civic Media radio network starting at 2:00. But we're happy to be here, Jamie, this morning. That winter weather advisory has been extended, originally
yes.
expiring at 6 a.m. and We've got more snowfall outside this morning.
Yeah, it's lovely if you're inside. If you do have to commute this morning, though, take it easy. Some slippery spots. I was talking a little bit about trying to inflate my tires yesterday, and Mark texted in this morning. He says he's got a little portable air unit, digital display, rechargeable, pretty compact, and he says it works pretty well. So thank you so much for that. My kid actually has a portable air compressor as well. Not because he's safe, but because he was on a rec kickball league over the summer, and he needed to be able to fill his kickballs.
Wow.
So he carries that around with him in his trunk. I was like, you know, you could use it for practical things too. He's like, filling kickballs is practical when you're trying to win the rec league championship.
You got
Mom.
That from his dad for sure. For sure. Coming up 7 o'clock, it is the next keyword to text in our grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest. You could win $200 cash. You could win one of those grand prize items from our grown-up gift list that includes some cookware, a snowblower, or even a portable air conditioner. So have that Civic Media app ready to go, and we'll give you that keyword just after
only a couple
seven.
More days,
I
by
know.
The way.
Goes
like
fast.
Friday is your last day to qualify for prizes and then to potentially win that $200 in cash, too. So if you don't have the app, download that for free. But we wanted to talk about something kind of big, kind of important, and this could really change the shape of social media, right?
It could change the way our youth
Yes.
our adolescents interact with each other, and it all goes to Australia. They are the first country, as of today,
yes,
to formally ban users under 16 from major social media platforms. Now, the ban took effect this morning at 12:01 a.m. It covers 10 platforms we all use every single day.
Yep.
I use these platforms multiple times a day. I mean, not multiple. Tens, if not hundreds of times a day. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Reddit, and X. Platforms have to use age verification tools, which is not unique to Australia. They do this in Europe. I've experienced some of this, but they have to use these age verification tools such as activity inference, facial estimation, bank details. Millions of Australian children lost access to their accounts just like that.
Yeah, I was doing a little reading on that this morning, and obviously the stories are where kids are like, my social media, they're in mourning because they just lost their social media. But there's a lot of people who are saying, if you're a critic of this, which as a mom of two older young men, we'll call them young men. I don't want to say kids anymore because one's in his 20s. But social media is brutal. It's brutal. And even as adults, it's awful. But critics are saying this violates free expression, raises privacy concerns, also undermines parental responsibility. Now, the people who are proponents of it, though, say that this is going to be a huge, a really good way to combat the mental health of our youth. And there's other governments, including Denmark, Norway, France, Spain, Malaysia, and New Zealand, who are watching this very closely. The EU has also proposed this minimum social media age of 16 and restrictions on addictive features for minors. So I don't hate this.
77% of Australians supported the ban in a YouGov poll. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking about this right now. We have so many people every day who say nobody plays outside anymore.
Right.
Nobody's in the park. Nobody's genuinely having real conversations and getting to know one another because everybody's behind the screen. So would a ban on social media like this for anybody under the age of 16, would that work in Madison? Would it work in Wisconsin? Would it be effective in the United States?
I'm trying to imagine. Okay, here's my thing with social media. I do not love social media for a lot of different aspects and a lot of different reasons, mostly because of the cyberbullying that we see and the mental health that it effects that it has on not only kids, youth, teenagers, where, let's be realistic, life as a teenager is hard enough. And then you go onto social media where you think you're going to escape those things, and then all of a sudden it's just as bad. You know, and even for adults, this is not an easy an easy area to navigate. And so I kind of don't hate. I really don't hate this. That's all I can say about it. I've raised kids in the social media age. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
So I grew up in that weird time period where, I think I mentioned this last week, but we had to remember our friends and our family's phone numbers. We mm-hmm. had to memorize them. Yep. But then simultaneously, we were introduced to smartphones by the time I was probably 16.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us had our first smartphone, or at least cell phone, right?
Sure.
But like, I was never, I just didn't even think about it. We would go get together. We'd get together at friends' homes. Mm-hmm. We would go, we'd get, you know, pile up in the car, and we'd tell our parents where we were going, and we'd go to the, you know, I grew up yep. off Lake Michigan, so we would go down to the lake, or we would just do whatever. But I'm for that. Social media can consume us. We know that. You've raised yeah. kids. I get it. Would that work? I guess, what's a phone number again? Because I don't have the phone number in front of me.
Number?
608.
Okay.
So 608-879.
879. Look at me write this down.
This is a one Radio 101 this morning.
8255.
8255. All right. So
608-879-8255. Would a social media ban work? Are you for it? Are you against it? Would a social media ban for those 16 and under work?
This is why we can't have nice things,
I know,
or real
right?
conversations.
Are you for or against that? And why? 608-879-8255. You can text us through the free Civic Media app. It's Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy, 92.7 WMDX. Good morning.
In Madtown. In Madtown. In Madtown.
WMDX. It is the John and Gordy Show. Aaron and Jamie with producer Dom filling in for John and Gordy. Well, Dom, you're not, but Jamie and I are.
Right. Right. He's the one who has to keep the rest of us in line because he's here every day. So, I mean, he had to give us a phone number before the
yeah,
break.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Even for a second, I
you
forgot.
You know, right when you think, it's like right when you think you have it all down, you don't even know the phone number.
That's right. It's fine.
It's like forgetting your address when you're at the post office.
At least we know when the breaks are this week. Last week, we didn't even know that. So we're way ahead of the game today. Winter weather advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. So if you are, thinking about taking the kids to school, making that commute this morning, please be careful. Some slippery spots on the roads. Snow coming down in downtown Madison right now. It's very lovely out there. It does look like a winter wonderland. But of course, that snow coming down could create some more slippery conditions.
Yes.
So we want everybody to get where they need to be safely this morning. And if you're the dude on the Razor scooter that I saw this morning, gosh, I hope you're okay.
Best of luck to you. We're talking about Australia. They have become the first country to formally ban users under the age of 16 from social media platforms, major social media platforms. 608-879-8255. Would you support a ban? Would you be against a ban right here in Madison, in Wisconsin, throughout the United States? You can also text us through our free Civic Media app. Open up that app. Find 92.7 WMDX. We've got a text from Steve in Mount Horeb.
Yeah, and he agrees with us. And he agrees with putting an age limit on social media. He says kids need to be kids, and they need to get outside and enjoy the great outdoors. You know, gaming, PlayStations, all that could be next. Now, I have two that would solely disagree with Steve on that point, and I get it. But, I mean, social media is one of those weird areas, right? And you have to be so careful on it, especially on certain platforms, because you have a whole lot of people, teenagers or not, and a lot of grown adults who should know better, who just think it's okay to say whatever you want on social media with no ramifications. And these are things that they probably wouldn't say to anybody face-to-face. Maybe some of them would, but a lot of them would not.
And the difference between some of the gaming that happens right now, and I know that your son or sons mm-hmm. are gamers, but the gaming that we had when I was growing up was like what started with Super Nintendo, N64, and then it was like PlayStation 2 and whatnot. Yeah. Like, you couldn't really chat with people or send messages in the way that you can now with Discord and putting on like
Discord is huge.
Like, you can't. That's not a thing. It wasn't a thing back then. So we balance being able to play video games and then also find time to call or maybe text our friends. Linda at Middleton says, absolutely agree with the under 16 ban on social media. And remember, 77% of Australians support this ban.
Yeah.
According to a YouGov poll. 608-879-8255. Phone lines open this morning here in Madison. We'll go to Matt in Middleton. Good morning. Would you support a ban like this or no way?
Hey, guys. Banning seems like a simple solution, not well thought out. Maybe they had trouble fighting the monopolies of the internet. I have yet to understand why American internet companies are running things an American way in other countries. Like, why can't they have their own internet or restrictions or ways to partition it for their own country? I'd rather see them broken up, but you're trying to solve a discipline problem with an outright ban, and young people are going to find other ways to distract themselves and look at things that you don't want them to look at. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I agree with that. Young people are pretty smart, especially this generation who has been raised with nothing but the internet at the palm of their hands. You mentioned earlier this morning when you were about 16, that's when smartphones made their big debut. This is a generation that has had that technology always, right? Like, they have always had that sort of technology and connection to the internet.
Like, Gen Alpha has grown up behind an iPad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're not talking Gen X. We're talking those born in the last 12 years. And for this Australian social media ban, the government officials have admitted that they don't expect 100% enforcement from day one. And like, to your point, people are so smart now because like, kids are growing up behind screens. They're interacting. They're learning. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to make this all negative. They're learning a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
they
are
able to
absorb
so much more information than we were. But they know the ways also to get around some of these things. But from my understanding is that the way the social media companies have to comply with this is that it's going to be really difficult for you to do so. It's really, really tough.
And I think it's interesting because I think it leads to a whole different question, what these tech companies going forward with bans like this are going to do. Are they going to have increasing pressure to provide safer experiences for users? I want to go to Dom because obviously he's not that far removed from the age of 16.
Well, it's true. And I remember there was, I think it was a few months back, there was a TikTok ban in the U.S. for a little bit, and I think it was just for like a week or something, or maybe a couple days, and I was just in distraught. I was in complete distraught. I personally don't know what I would do without anything like that, because again, I grew up my whole life with all of that stuff, and video games as well, so it's my everyday. It's my everyday. This is my, my phone is on me all the time. So
it's like a connection to the world.
It is. Right. It really is.
Maybe if you got to know the neighbor that leaves in the morning when you go to work more, that would get you away from the phone. See, that's a human interaction right there.
I saw your eyes and I knew you were going to say
something
like that.
You knew something was up with that.
That McGriddle invite not looking so bad.
Hey, bud, do you want to go grab a McGriddle some morning? 608-879-8255. We're welcoming your phone calls. We're welcoming your texts through the Civic Media app. Would you support a social media ban here in Madison, here in Wisconsin, in the United States, for everybody under the age of 16? And Catherine, you're an acquaintance of ours here at the radio station, our colleague. Catherine, would you support a ban like this, or would you say, no way, they should be able to do what they want?
I'm not going to answer your dumb old question. Who do you think you are talking about taking my kid's phone out of her hands? Come on! I'm joking, but she was lying here next to me and we started listening to you guys. She said immediately, no, that's freedom of speech. She was amendments right away. She was not going to take it. So I don't know if you can put the genie back in the bottle.
That's a great point. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that, Catherine. Yeah, I don't know if it's – I wonder sometimes if our culture here is just – there's no going back, right? Like, it's almost irreversible to make that wide of a change given how many people. I don't know exactly. I can't compare the numbers on how many people live in Australia versus the United States. Way more people live in the United States.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, I don't know if we're just, it's one of those topics where we're so big that we wouldn't be able to get something like that off the ground.
The U.S. also doesn't have as many safeguards as a lot of our European counterparts, right? I mean, even when you look at coverage of campaigns, they have strict rules on how campaigns are covered, when they can be covered. They put a moratorium on it on Friday nights at 5 p.m., and they can't cover campaigns in a lot of European countries throughout the entire weekend because they just want to actually cover real things happening in the news cycle, right? And so those are much different ways of thinking than we have here in the United States, where it seems like a lot of people in this country are very consumed by getting as much as they can all the time, by absorbing every piece of information they possibly can get their hands on. Where in the European countries, you know, there's also, let's say, a better work-life balance for a lot of people in the European countries. It feels like they have maybe more of a mechanism to me to be able to have these types of bans, where here in the United States, I don't know if we could adapt to that type of mechanism.
I don't know if we'd be able to as well, but I think about just in my own life, in your life, and Dom, in your life, I think you're the best example of this. As someone in their early 20s, you know, young adolescent, young adult, rather. Like, every single time in our home, when my partner and I have nothing going on, it's not that we talk to each other and reference something that we're watching on TV. We try to do that. Like, we try to watch the news or whatever together, or a show. It's like, as soon as there's no activity, it's right to your phone, pressing Facebook, pressing Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I just keep thinking how unhealthy that is.
Yeah.
Our constant need to feel connected or to see something. This vicious cycle continues on.
My favorite is when my husband invites me out for dinner and then I sit there by myself watching the people around me because he's completely attached to his phone. My husband is 48 years old and he is worse than our kids. Like, he absolutely cannot put his phone down. And he's a busy guy. I don't take that from him. He's got a lot of things going on. But I'm like, seriously, you're worse than a teenager right now. I do have to ask, though, both of you, is there any social media platform that you're just absolutely opposed to? Like, you try not to go to it at all. You don't want to do anything with it.
This is where I am a unicorn.
Okay.
Well, I'm a unicorn in many ways, which is why I love rainbow sparkles. And no, I do not use TikTok.
Okay.
It's unreal,
what?
Right?
Did you see the shock on his face? Oh, my gosh.
My last full-time radio job in Milwaukee, I was on the air in Milwaukee, and we had a digital content director who worked with us to be better about, like, social media, whatever, and posting, but I just couldn't get into it because it was, for me, and hear me out, it was another thing that I had to learn as a creator that I just wasn't. I already was hitting my stride with all the other platforms. So, Dom, are you a viewer? Or are you a creator? Or do you both?
For TikTok, I am more of a viewer. For YouTube, I'm a creator. I also do Snapchat creator, all those other things. But to your question, Jamie, I would say, do you guys know Twitch streaming?
Yeah.
I never got into it. I'm just opposed to it. And I feel like that is even worse than YouTube because you can spend hours and hours and hours just staring at that screen.
So I feel like there's one platform that we all just may not adapt to because, look, it's a learning curve. By the way, we hired you for all of your video creation, so I do want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Jamie, what about you? What platform do you not use or you just haven't spent the time with?
Honestly, with my age, I should probably be a prime person using Facebook. Absolutely hate it.
Seriously?
Absolutely hate it. I only am on it to stay connected to family and mostly family and some friends because I have a lot of friends who are like, no, I won't be on it. And I think it's part of that stigma that Facebook gets with it being so in the gutter sometimes and people being able to just have this freedom they think they have to just be vile And then the fact that you get all the ads and all the pop-ups and all, you know, like your phones are constantly listening. And so Facebook is one of those platforms that I post a lot of things about our dog. If I post anything on social, she's adorable. She's photogenic. She's lovely. She's sweet. I'm going to post about our dog because that's about all I can muster.
Pro tip, you can, and I could show you, can go in the back end of your settings and hide anything that's political.
Yes. Yes.
You can hide anything violent, sensitive.
Yep.
So there is that. Thank you for the text through the Civic Media app on this. Social media sounds like a drug to some people, like an addiction. I would agree with that text. We shall continue on.
Yeah.
Thank you this morning. It's Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy, 92.7. WMDX winter weather advisory in effect till 9 a.m. So drive safely wherever you are this morning or be careful. We will be back in moments. Thank you.
We're going to talk some French fries. We're
talking fries next. Yummy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Take this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
92.7 WMDX. Good morning, Madison. It is the John and Gordy Show. My name is Aaron, and we've got Jamie.
Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, look at the snowfall. Isn't it lovely? It's lovely until you have to think about driving in it.
Yeah, someone listening right now in their car is like, this ain't fun.
This sucks. It's interesting though, because we talked about this a little earlier. I've never met a town like Madison who will stick to their mode of transportation, bicycles, scooters, like people in Madison, like kudos to you. The first flake of snow, I'm like, okay, it is time to bundle up and be inside.
Yep.
It is crazy to me. And you guys are dedicated. Absolutely dedicated. So kudos.
Shout out to the bikers with the headphones on this morning, right?
That's right.
To win in our grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest. You could win $200 cash and pick an item out from our grown-up gift list. That keyword to text coming up just after 7 this morning. And if you are making breakfast, if you are on your way to pick something up, well, we're going to talk a little food here because it's the holidays. And there's a brand new French fry right around the back, right around the corner from your neighborhood.
Everybody wants to get in on the Christmas spirit, but these are called Grinch fries. And these are a dill pickle Grinch salt McShaker fries, a limited time McDonald's item released as part of the festive Grinch meal, which, by the way, this Grinch meal sounds like if you love yourself some McDonald's. It actually includes a Big Mac or a 10-piece McNugget, a medium drink, and here's the best part, collectible Grinch-themed socks to go with your dill. Oh, that was fun.
I would get it just for the socks.
I know, that's exactly. I don't care about the McNuggets. I want the socks.
So we were planning for the show yesterday, and I was like, Dom was telling me he was going to get a cheeseburger at another place. We won't talk about that place, although it's very good. But
they don't have Grinch fries.
They don't. I mentioned the Grinch fries, and you couldn't get them.
No, they were either out of order or out of stock. I don't know, but I couldn't get them, and I really wanted to because I was going to take a picture, and I was going to post it, but I didn't get the dill.
The Grinch stole them.
Yeah, the Grinch stole the fries.
Well, that's what he does best. His heart has not grown yet this time of year. But these fries are known for their, I love this, because in classic advertising and marketing fashion, they are really trying to make the dill salt something big, right? Tangy, herbaceous dill pickle flavor, especially popular with pickle lovers. But this kind of actually sounds like something if you love like a dill pickle chip, right?
That's what they supposedly taste like.
Except warm.
All for it. The Lay's dill pickle chips, so good.
And are they green? Are they actually green themselves?
Like, I think there's like a seasoning might be
green.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know. We don't know. We'll never know.
I'll have to try again today.
You know the problem with these fries right now is that if you wanted to get some right now, you can't because they're not available till 10:30.
I know, which that's crazy. Right? Because sometimes I like a late breakfast in the day. I mean, I don't want to get in my soapbox here this morning, but sometimes I like a good breakfast a little later
in the
day.
While we're on the topic, because it's a perfect food for this time of year.
Sure.
If you go to any McDonald's in Canada.
Yeah. Where these debuted. These were a
thing.
They
debuted in Canada.
So we'll just put that out
there. So, but for another thing that they do right, they have poutine on the menu.
It's crazy.
And it is so good. We love going to like Toronto. It's one of my favorite cities. So good. We eat an inordinate amount of poutine.
See, this feels like another thing that the United States, we're talking about the social media ban, and will the U.S. ever be able to get behind something like that, especially for, you know, 16 and under? It feels like the U.S. is missing out on a whole lot of like fast food opportunities, because when you look at fast food restaurants in other countries, they have amazing things on their menus, probably stuff that we'd even want to eat, right?
And usually the standards are better because they have such, like the EU has such strict regulations. So the food is, I mean, look, it's fast food, right? So
there's a whole book.
I don't want to.
Yeah, there's a whole book I have. It's a McDonald's fast food book. It's like basically an encyclopedia of every store and what they have in that store. And that's in every country as well. And they have different stuff.
Did you buy that for yourself?
Yeah.
My parents bought it for me.
Okay.
Yep. It was for Christmas last year, but it's really cool book, and I really recommend it. Yeah.
Hey, neighbor, you want to go get a snack this morning? See, this the ongoing theme, if you're just joining us, is Dom made friends with his neighbor in his apartment complex and doesn't know the guy. But we didn't meet on social media.
And they leave at the same time every day to get to work. Or we're assuming. Maybe he's going to the gym. Is he a gym guy?
No, he doesn't. He looks like he's wearing his, you know, uniform to go somewhere.
Are you a gym guy?
I am not a gym guy. I was at one point, but.
What about you?
I pretend to be.
I'm more of an at-home work. I work out every day, like literally every day. But it is usually yoga, Pilates. I walk a lot as well. But it's like an everyday thing.
And I pretend to be because I'm talking about poutine and Grinch fries this morning on the radio.
I would much rather be doing that than any yoga or Pilates. It's so much better. I'm a chocolate fiend, though. So I feel like I have to counterbalance anything carb or chocolate related with something workout related.
That's the hard part.
Plus, I'm old.
Yeah, like that's the hard part. And right now, with the weather as it is this morning, you can't get good at, like, you can go outside and walk. I've seen a lot of people doing that this morning and yesterday, but, like, it's just easier to stay inside, and it's just so uncomfortable, and you got to bundle up. I'm just not a fan.
I'm telling you, if you have a dog, you enjoy the elements in a whole different light, even if you don't want to, because it's a mile or two every day, no matter the weather.
I'm going to have to take up Rover.
And that's right. That's right.
All right, your chance to win in our grown-up gift list multi-state text-to-win contest. That keyword, we will give it to you just after 7, plus a check of news and weather, all happening in minutes right here. It is the John and Gordy Show. Aaron and Jamie and producer Dom here this morning. Good morning, Madison. 92.7 WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.